Hi there. Happy Sunday and welcome to Enter the Light. I'm Lynn Bleasdale and I'm here with my beautiful co-host, Tony Jorgensen. We're missing Jessica this week, Jessica Marie Tatro. She's doing another project this week. But we're hoping to get Marianne Adams on with us as well. So anyway, the more the merrier. Join us when you can, Marianne. And Tony, I know I'm just going to put it right over to you. Our topic is body language this week. We're going to talk about how we can use that as, you know, a way of enhancing communication in the world. Because, boy, communication is one of the big challenges, I think, with a lot of humans. You know, it's the source of so many conflicts and whatnot. But anyway, I digress because I want to talk to you. I get you to talk about the Global Citizens Festival, the 2022 one in aid of Ukraine. So I'm just going to say, Tony, take it and let's hear what we can look at.
Okay. Yeah. So this morning when I was going through my emails with CORE, also what came up was and I think on my Facebook page also Eddie Vedder was talking about the Global Citizens Unite. So they did a concert yesterday, and it was kind of a virtual concert, I think, where everybody joined in, and I think it was on Zoom, and they raised over $4.5 billion for Ukraine. So it's going to go and help Poland, that's helping refugees in Ukraine, but also they're using it to bring over supplies to the people that are stuck in Ukraine and can't get out. So every day there's, and another cool thing I heard was that all the pop rock bands and all of the heavy metal and any kind of band that there is over in Ukraine and in Poland, a lot of them have used their buses, their tour buses, to go into Ukraine to get people out over to the border.
Wow.
Isn't that wonderful? Chills from that one. Yeah. So, I mean, that was something that really helped me this morning, change my attitude. It was just awesome to hear how much money they raised and how everybody can get together all over the world to help this country. And that's what's making them win. So we just have to keep pouring the money that we can pour. And if we can't pour money, then positive energy over there to help them win this war.
Absolutely. Yeah, whatever you can do, energy counts too. I've just posted the links on the Sacred Ambers group page and also our page, Enter the Light. So you guys can find it there if you want to go there on Facebook. So that's wonderful. That's so wonderful. It so helps, such a feeling of helplessness, because I think the average, I don't mean average, but most of us regular folks wish we could help in some way, you know, and but prayers are absolutely something too. Like, it's, if you know, any kind of energy work is good, which kind of is a good segue into our topic, Tony, because when I was researching body talk, I found this whole energy therapy technique. It's almost like a Reiki thing that people are doing, and it was sort of heartening. Because it looks to me like energy work is actually becoming a little more mainstream, and it's kind of come out of the shadows in like the woo-woo place, right? You know, what do you mean energy work, right? But so anyway, I put that as a link if anybody's interested in looking at the therapy that people are doing. This we're not endorsing any one company or other, so you make your own choice on that. But there's a few links. In that link, you can find the people that are doing this work. But the thing that we're looking at, I think, today is, especially when you're doing readings for people, I always use audio only when I'm doing it, because I know I've noticed that you can read micro expressions in people's faces without even meaning to sometimes. And I think, you know, that's part of intuition, but it's also the thing that we get called out, the skeptics call us out on. It's like, you're just cold reading, or you're reading their expressions or whatever. Like, when you see a real medium at work that gets, you know, that stuff doesn't wash. But, you know, I know when I'm reading, I'm very careful to avoid looking at body expressions or facial expressions. But, you know, aside from the fact that, you know, sometimes you can tell when a bear's getting angry and it's going to attack you, you know, how else, you know, how else can we use it amongst ourselves to, you know, it's, some of it's pretty obvious, right? But you know what I mean, Tony? It's like we see it and we translate it. And sometimes it's to your own detriment if you don't read the signs with people, you know, especially angry people, I find. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I find the same with angry people. I think it's so hard the way that we, you know, do the show and we don't see any video. I mean, I think you're right. You know, you really have to use your open mind and any kind of energy that you can to tap into the person that's calling or, you know, just talking to them. You have seconds to do that. Which is kind of hard. You really have to be clear. Yeah, I agree.
Well, it's, but you know what? I've noticed that you do it really well because you can jump. It's almost like a jumping from one energy frame to another, each different person. And so that's really good. And but I think to fear, like any of the fear-based emotions, it's really... Because I think some information, when I'm reading, some information that comes through for people that I just know they don't want to hear it, you know?
Yeah.
And then I guess that's kind of a body language audio. I mean, it's a bodily expression. So, like you can hear in people's voices sometimes, like, I hear you from the other side. I'm getting the message, but I don't want to deliver it. And sometimes, you know, I don't because I know I'm working with somebody who's getting triggered or is too full of fear, it, whatever reason it may be. And that's kind of a useful thing. And it can border on censorship, I suppose, except I'm just never like, you know, frightening people.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I agree 100%. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The
that's
other thing
true.
Is body language, if you're with the person and you can, if you can read body language, you know, sometimes the negative body language, you can steer away from that. And somehow, you know, if you read that and you know something bothering somebody, you can try to turn that around without making it worse.
Yeah. And nonverbal is often like the most gentle and safe way to do it. Nonverbal, sort of staying open to and holding space for people. Because I noticed like right now we are in such a weird energy in the world. People are just stressed to the point of losing their marbles. You know, it's like one more thing and I'm going to snap. But sometimes I'm picturing it like a very beautiful martial art, but in energy instead of like physical. The energy you're sort of using, because in martial art you use the enemy, the opponent's energy. If you're trying to like steer them in a way, you use their energy, not your own, to steer them. And I'm seeing martial artists. It's very graceful and beautiful. And DC, I know a lot of light workers do it, but DC love reads eyes. And I started doing that when you started doing it, I went, well, I'm going to give that a go. And boy, you can really read a lot in just the eyes of a person because people smile through the camera, right? But you look at the eyes and it's like that person is not smiling. And you can read a whole range of emotions in just like the eyes that are, you know, peering out of that photo. Wow. Personally, I
feel
find,
we did that. I feel we did a lot of eye reading during the when we all had to wear masks during the pandemic. I feel we all learned how to do that.
Good point. Really good point. I never thought of that. You're quite right. Yeah, you smile with your eyes too when you, because I was thinking about, you know, cashiers and people that work with the public. Usually a mask, someone comes in with a mask, like they're going to hold you up, right? And I was wondering, how stressful that must be. And so you convey your kindness or your love with your eyes rather than fear or anger, or I guess they got a lot of that too with some of the worst aspects of our fellow humans is coming out during all these times, but some of the best too. So it's a little polarizing, but there you go. I think I'm picturing politicians, right? And I'm not going to get into politics or anything, but I've also always noticed that the ones that are, you can tell like whether they're dickheads or not, excuse my French, but you know, by the way their body language works. And you can tell when they're, people are very unconscious of how they close their bodies off when they don't like something, and then they're open. And you know, it's such a range, and it's a whole, you know, a whole new world we can explore just like without words and just communicating. Oh my goodness, I thought of a very silly thing that Kurt Vonnegut wrote. I don't know if I can say it on a public thing, but I'm going to. He writes about this character comes down from outer space, right? And he lands outside a guy's house. He sees I had to add that this character, this little alien, they communicate through farts and tap dancing, right? So anyway, the guy lands by the guy's house and he sees this person's house is on fire and he runs in to warn them and he's farting and tap dancing and the guy brains him with a golf club. So I don't know why that jumped up, but that's Kurt Vonnegut for you. Oh my goodness. But anyway, yeah, I guess I'm getting silly here. did you have anything you wanted to add, Tony? I don't know. That was a little comic relief. Yeah, well, we do have some callers waiting, so I think we should start. Yeah. Before we start, we'll just give you the number. If you want to call in, it's 646-564-9868. Okay. 860, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, thank you so much. My name is Lisa Marie.
Hi, Lisa Marie. You're an old friend returning. Yeah, we've had you in our studio before. How can we help you today, love?
I think I'd be calling you today. My little dog, Liliana, I don't know if you can help me with this. I've been vomiting again. I'm just beside myself.
Did she ever stop the last time? Yeah.
Excuse me?
Did she stop vomiting the last time you called us? Or what happened after that?
I had her good. It was a year of vomiting because of allergies and God knows what else, but I had her good. And we were good until she had a dental appointment a few weeks ago, and then she vomited for 2 days.
Right.
But
right.
She had a release appointment for because she pees on herself. And so they said the tendons were tight, so I took her to a physical therapist who said she did a release work on her legs. And she hasn't acted right for 2 days, and today she vomited 4 times, horribly awful vomiting. And I'm just so upset. And I will have the vet on the phone in the morning. I don't want to have to go through an ER. They're 9 hours right now. I'm giving her homeopathic remedies. But I just don't know if you can see anything. I'm just so worried about her. She's only 15 months old.
Oh. Go ahead.
You've had her checked for all the usual suspects, I'm assuming, Lisa, like irritable, inflammatory bowel disease is one thing. There's things like gas. She's had all those
colitis.
Tests.
She had all the tests. She gets colitis occasionally. She does not have it currently. I have medicine right here if it starts, but I have that under control because I do all kinds of nutrition for her. But she gets a little dish of things that help keep her digestive system in check every day.
Yeah. Okay, I'll just go ahead, Tony, if you're okay with that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I'm getting a mental image, Lisa Marie, of the two of you meditating side by side. I cannot shake the – I'm not saying there isn't a physical cause. I'm not a vet. So, you know, this is all stuff that you want to give to your professional.
Sure.
But the feeling I'm getting is you guys have got to – find a way to go beyond the stress, and it's the physical stress that is making things so much worse. Are you doing the proper stress reduction breathing that you can do? Like, there's the square breathing.
My husband's father died last week. It's been horrible here. And then last night, I had opened the windows in the basement, and I said to my husband, he was downstairs when I went to go, and I said, did you close the windows? And he said, yes, I closed them. And at 8 o'clock last night, a skunk sprayed right outside our window and our basement. Oh, my God, our house stunk so bad. I put towels by the door and ran to buy air cleaners. But
you're stacking up stress after stress after stress after stress on yourself. And you're going to hit a cool mass at some point where it's going to implode on you, my love. You've got to have a look at square breathing, okay? Can you look that up after? Because it doesn't matter what situation is around you. You've got to find a way to be balanced, okay? When you're off balance, it's going to make everything worse for you. And you're in a terrible sort of stress circle, like it's like a spiral of stress that you're in. Your husband, I know there's a lot of the lack of respect that you get from him that hurts a lot and makes things
He blamed me for opening the window at all. He said it was my fault. So that was not helpful.
And did you absorb what he said to you and make it a truth in you?
I told him, I'm sure I probably did because I've been getting abused for 30 years and told everything is my fault. But he said, did I open the window? I went to close the window, and you said, I closed them. This is not on me.
Mm-hmm. Well, And I know this sounds like an old chestnut, but you cannot change other people. You can only control your own responses and reactions. You're the only person. But the thing is, Lisa Marie, if you can find a way to at least stay balanced in the stress, and I understand I'm not making light of your burdens or anything like that. I know how hard your life is for you. But have you ever read a book called Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl?
Man's Search for Meaning, no.
Okay.
Writing it down.
If you go to a site called pdfdrive.com, they have it for free. You can download it for free there. I know I've pulled it off there for people. The gist of what Frankl tells us is that no matter what, his story is based in a concentration camp. He was in I'm not sure which one he was in, Buchenwald, I think, or anyway, the point is he was treated, he was in hell for as long as the war persisted. And what he came out of that saying is that when it comes right down to it, the last thing we have control of as living creatures is our response to what's going on. So the thing is, I guess the point I'm trying to make is if you can get a hold of your own stress and because you're transmitting, you're like a little, the two of you have an energy exchange, you and your, what's your dog's name again, please?
Liliana.
Thank you. I wrote that down. I thought that was something. Okay. So Liliana and you have an energy connection, right? She's reading you, you're reading her. And what's happening is almost like a, when you, those things that you put behind your door and they go boing, oing, 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 oing. You guys are setting off a kind of a boing, oing, oing reaction and you're setting each other off stress-wise. So you got to reverse that. And you calm yourself, she calms herself, and the two of you feed each other positive energy after a while. Please start with square breathing. It's what the Navy SEALs are taught to do when they're in a dire situation and any normal human would be terrified and not knowing what to do. These guys have to stay calm and they do the square breathing technique. I promise you it works. I'm as prone to stress as anybody and I use that. It brings me back to zero so I can cope with whatever's happening. And the other thing I'm going to add before I put you over to Tony is that what other people think of you is none of your business. You can learn boundary work because, no offense, but your husband's a bit of a dick. And he's treating you badly. He's treating you disrespectfully. And again, the choice comes down to you. You can control your response to this. And you can shut people out. Even if you're stuck in the same house, his words will no longer be able to reach you. It's boundary work. If you need to like connect further with us, just come to the Enter the Light page on Facebook and we'll talk to you about it. We'll text, we'll do messages on there and we can help you with that. Okay. Tony, do you want to take it from here?
Sure. I think you joined our page, right, Lisa Marie, or let you in. Was it my page? I think on my Facebook. I remember seeing you. So I'm sorry to hear about, it was your father-in-law, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah. I don't want to say anything, but it's crazy because when we were talking to you the week before last, and I know exactly when we were talking to you, I wrote on our chat that Lynn and I and Marianne and Jessica have, and I wrote, he's going to pass away because you asked us, and I said, mm-hmm. It's going to be soon. So I'm sorry for your loss.
It was the next day. It was the next day you were asked.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew it. And, you know, sometimes we don't like to scare people, so we don't say it, but we talk amongst each other.
Yeah,
but you were right, because I know you were feeling the same thing, right, Lisa Marie, because you asked us, because you felt that. Yeah. But I got exactly the same thing that Lynn got. I got the Two of Cups, which is you thrive in a partnership, and my heart leaps with joy when I connect. So your dog is like, I think I said this last time, I think your dog is your emotional support, for sure.
Yeah.
And, I agree 100% with Lynn that when you're upset, your dog is upset. And I think that's why she's vomiting also. I'm not a vet, but I think she just feels whatever, you know, you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so hard to remain calm. I know I don't. You know, I have a hard time. I have to work on that all the time, especially when you're getting badgered about, you know, what you're doing or what happens in the household, and it's all your fault. But it's the breathing. Yeah, like I learned square breathing too, and it does help a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, when you share your joy with those around you, you will attract deep and meaningful ties with others. And I think, you know, it could be a person or a dog. And I really believe it's Liliana. And this card whispers of romance and love, bliss and attraction, and the unity of one like-hearted. So, like, if you two meditate together, like she asked at the beginning, I think you'll become one, and then she will probably learn to calm down a little more, because if you're going to breathe better, then she's going to, and then she's probably not going to get upset as she does now, because she's a puppy. I know my dog, Ralphie, he follows me around everywhere, and if I'm not feeling well, he's not feeling well. So I truly believe in that connection for you. But I don't think you have to take her to the vet unless she's getting dehydrated, you know, and lethargic, then I would definitely take her in.
I think you both are spot on. That's why I looked for you to call today, because I knew that you were going to tell me this, because it's just been so outrageously stressful. Yesterday was just a clincher. It just sealed the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So is it going to be worse now that he passed away for you?
It's gotten much worse. It's gotten very much worse.
Yeah.
It's like I'm being blamed for that, too. The man was 94. He lived a blessed life.
Right.
He was a beautiful soul. He was a beautiful, beautiful human being, but I never had got to know him or his wife, because his wife shunned me from the beginning, because I was divorced when I married my husband, and mm-hmm. she thought I was... you know, soiled material because I was divorced.
Mm.
And she knew I divorced the man while I was pregnant who was beating me, and that still wasn't okay with her.
Yeah. Mm. Is she still alive?
Oh, no, she passed 2 years ago. I prayed for her to go before the father so he could have 2 years of peace at least.
Yeah, and he did. He had 2 years of peace. I really believe that he died peacefully. And it was just that his time, you know, to go. Like you said, he lived a long life.
Yeah. I made a comment to my husband that Lisa does so many nice things for me because I've been doing things for him since she passed. And I thought, you're surprised because I would have moved in your house and cared for you both for the last 5 years. You shunned the wrong daughter-in-law. I would have been doing this for you for 30 years.
Yeah. I dare say, Lisa, you've got a lot of PTSD going on, you know,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of anger that's backed up and is getting very energetically compacted in you. It would be really, really good if you could find some way to work with that energy. I think you're disabled to some degree, right? You're not able to get out and about. Is that right?
No, because of my eyes, yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure exactly what sort of thing interests you. You know, that's kind of up to you to figure out, is there things other than coping with your circumstances beyond that, anything that gives you joy, anything that stops time for you? Think about that. Don't answer it right away. It's not going to be on the test. But find something that is for you. And, you know, it might even just be loving on your puppy dog, you know. That's a beautiful way to process, you know. But the thing is, if you can find ways to work with that old anger, have a look. You've got a pen. You're writing stuff down a little bit, are you?
Of course I am.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So, soul, what is that called? Tony, can you remember? It's where you go back and you heal. It's like a soul
retrieval?
Healing.
Retrieval.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, retrieval.
Thank you. Yeah. The work would the word did just not come. Yeah, soul retrieval. there's also the there's a beautiful. I think I gave it to you, Tony, last week. That meditation where you can reach people beyond verbal communication, and it's a meditation.
Yeah.
It's guided, and you'll find it in Facebook at the Center for Spiritual Understanding Through Afterlife Communication. That's a mouthful, but I will also post them on our page as well. But the there's a
understanding. What was the rest of it?
So it's the Center for Spiritual Understanding Through Afterlife Communication.
Okay, got it.
Now,
yeah,
one thing you can use this meditation for, and it's really cool, it's a series of meditations, and Craig Hogan, who created it, is there. He will answer any of your questions. He's a lovely, lovely man, so you're never kind of stuck without someone to turn to if you have a question or anything. But you do these series of meditations and you can communicate with people who actually might still be incarnate. For example, your husband. What you can't accomplish verbally in the physical, you can accomplish energetically. The things you need, because you need to communicate some stuff to him and he ain't listening. And he's not about to start. You know, he's kind of stuck in his ways. He's very stubborn, and change means defeat for him, is what I'm feeling. He's a very ungenerous energy right now, and he's one of those people that Gary Zukav describes as learning through suffering. So, as again, you can't change him, but you can change your own energy within yourself and your responses. So try that series of meditations, and you can probably connect with your father-in-law. You know, if you do it, you know, and don't, it's not any, it's, you're not being judged on this. You do it at your own pace and just as you go. But try those things because you want to work on yourself. Working on him is like hammering at a door that won't open. There's no point bothering. So work on yourself, work on Liliana, because, you know, the two of you are support for each other, as Tony said, you know. Yeah,
I have one little trick too. It's since we're not judging, judging anybody, so don't
well,
judge
call
me.
Your husband
after
a
I
dick. I'm sorry.
I know. So you can't judge me either. So this is a little white. It's a little white witch trick. a friend of mine from Syria. I was having trouble with this lady that was actually stalking me for years when I owned my restaurant. She would call me, and she was really mean to me and belligerent and would say bad things on my Facebook. So my friend, I grew up with her, and she's from Syria, and her mom taught us, what she told us was, you get a little, you can either use a plastic dish or I think it's a plastic. I just used a little butter container, and I put some sugar in it, and you print out the person's name, like you would put your husband's full name on there. You put the piece of paper in the sugar, and you put it in the freezer way in the back where nobody can find it. And that person disappeared out of my life. And wow. I'm not saying that that person's going to disappear, but it makes it life a little sweeter is what she told me that would happen.
Oh, I love that.
And it did.
I'm doing that. Thank you.
And it's just a little
doing all of this. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's wonderful. Wow. Yeah. You should, I don't know if you have time, Tony, but if you do, that should go on our page too. It's like sharing energy recipes. I love that. I do, do, do.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Please, write a book, girls. Write a book.
Yeah, and then you need to let us know if it's working just a little bit, Lisa Mary, mm-hmm. for sure.
And again, I feel
you're going to get better. I feel, you know, today I can feel a little bit, you know, of happiness inside you. And I think PST, whatever you call it,
PTSD.
Is going to go away. Yeah, thank you. I had my letters messed up. I think that, especially now because of Liliana being with you, I just feel that she's going to bring you so much happiness.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And don't feel shy about reaching out, okay? If you just need a little support, just contact us on the Enter the Light page, and we're there.
I was shaking when I called you. I was shaking physically, and thank you. You calmed me down because I was so scared something was terribly wrong with her.
No, it's an inside job,
no.
But you're not. It's nothing that you can't handle. Like, there's a really strong person inside you, Mylip. There's just, don't let other people's nonsense make you weak and wobbly, because that's their deal. It says way more about them than it doesn't say a thing about you. You're beautiful. Just keep shining your light outward, and make sure you do a little boundary work too. And, you know, they can say whatever they want. It doesn't bother you. And that's something to be really proud of when you get to that spot, you know. They can't knock you over. But,
thanks.
Okay, love. And remember, you're not alone, okay? We're there. We're on Facebook, and we're sort of like cyber people, but we're real people behind the text.
We are.
Like, there's real people here, and we really do care, and we love you, dear. We really do.
God bless you both so much. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
Keep going, Lisa. We send you lots of love and light. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Okay, I'm going to move on to 650. You're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Yes, hi. My name is Miranda. Thank you for taking
my
call.
Miranda. We're very glad you called. You know, your name means miracle.
Oh, my goodness. I could use a couple for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm a mom, and I could empathize with the previous caller. So I have an adult daughter, and she has been through a couple of relationships which didn't work out, and it seemed she was excited about it, and for whatever reason they didn't work out. And now there is a gentleman who's interested in her, and I think she's a little nervous, and I'm wondering if you both see anything, like, will she move forward, and will this relationship be fulfilling? Like, is he the one, or I would just love whatever you pick up.
Yeah. Did you want to go ahead, Tony, or do you want me to just dive in here?
Go ahead.
Okay. Yes. The first, what I wrote down, Miranda, is, does your daughter have a slight difficulty with self-confidence?
A slight. Yes, every now and then.
Yeah. It's a weird
feeling,
like, Yeah, I know.
She's very accomplished.
It's a weird sort of, what I'm getting is imposter syndrome. If you've ever heard of that, it's a psychological term for people who are very accomplished. They're, you know, they're good looking, healthy, active, wonderful folks, but they don't feel they deserve it. And I'm getting fear of ugly. I wrote, is there something about her? Is she like, she feels like she's a very good look. I mean, everybody looks how they look, but it's her looks aren't good enough or something.
I think she might be insecure about her looks. Yeah, because she's gained a little weight and that hasn't probably helped her confidence.
Okay, that's because I wrote fear of ugly. And I wrote that with a heart around it, okay, because it's sad. And a lot of it is cultural. You know, we have the most horrible, you know what I mean? This society looks down on people of all, like, you know, it doesn't matter if your eyebrows aren't crooked, they're going to give you a hard time. And it's such BS, you know what I mean? Blah. She, this gentleman, I just get this strong feeling that she's probably not going to find a balanced relationship until she works on this aspect of herself. And it sounds so cliche to say, you know, love the body you're in, love the shape you're in. But I, you know, I really mean it. You see people that, you know, I remember seeing Whoopi Goldberg one time and somebody wrote in a really mean thing to her and said, you know, you're really ugly. And Whoopi goes, I think I'm a really good-looking person. I love this face. It's a great face. What's wrong with it? And the audience just cheered, you know, and I thought, oh, man, I love you, lady, because you're what people should be, you know, that wonderful in-your-face self-confidence that just doesn't give a hoot, right? Now, poor Miranda, because there's nothing wrong. She's lovely. She's very pretty, you know. There's nothing – I mean, it's not a prerequisite to be female. You have to be pretty, but there's nothing wrong with her, you know, and that's the problem is getting that message in, you can say it in words to her, but you'll watch. And we're doing the show with the topic earlier was body language. That's something you can do is learn her body language because what she says and how she feels are two different things often. And, you know, she might be just trying to hide the truth from you a little bit that she doesn't feel.
Yeah, you know, actually she doesn't like to talk a lot about me, to me. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And you're going to have to make peace with that because pushing her is going to push her even further away.
Yeah.
And you know, cheerleading ain't going to help because, you know, she really does feel this. It's a body dysmorphia and something you can look up. It's not something that people are stuck with because she can change her thoughts. But again, how do you offer this without being pushy? You know what I mean? It's so delicate and it hurts so much for her that I talk about energy, either pushing it out or pulling it in. And I find when people are hesitant to open up to you, you want to do a pulling energy. You got to let them come to you. Right. So it means getting a kind of a grip on your own head and sort of letting it be, holding space for her. But it's like a safety net and it's a warm, soft place to land when she knows that, you know, you love her.
I pray for her all the time. Yeah,
absolutely. So I guess when you're asking about this gentleman that seems to have taken an interest in her, that's where I think that I feel like Mama Bear has to just keep a little kind of a quiet eye out. Don't let anybody know you're watching. But, you know, this is where you go into super sleuth mode. But I don't feel this guy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he's a harmful person, but I don't think she's ready to become a whole member of a relationship. She's going to tend to diminish herself with this when she's with this person, like she'll diminish and it's almost like she'll become invisible if she stays too long. She's got to be able to shine her own light before she shares another person's. Mm. And it's not, nobody's being mean. It's just that the light from other people tends to outshine her as she puts her own light out and sort of becomes an extension of that person that she's with. It's not healthy, but is she really, really smart?
She is actually very smart. Yeah. And I was just wondering, like, if this guy shows interest, they actually haven't even met yet. They've been texting, and they were introduced to a friend. And I think the guy wants to meet, but she's been a little hesitant. But, you know, we're encouraging her, like, be open. There's no harm. But let's see. I just thought if he shows interest, then it might actually help her overcome, you know, this.
It could be, it can be a double-edged sword, though, you know, because I would just, like, hopefully keep an eye on this and hopefully it develops slowly. But I would just be, I'm just getting a little, my spider senses are tingling just a little bit about this. Tony, what's coming in for you, hon?
Yeah, so I was going to ask the same thing, how that she's highly intelligent and she has a really high-powered job, or it takes a lot of her time or her studies, something. Is that the case? Is she busy all the time with work or studies? Or
She has time, actually. She actually can make time for something. That's not an issue.
Yeah. She's telling him she doesn't, is what I'm getting. So I'm getting that. I think she's absolutely right, that you're right. I don't think she wants to meet him, but she enjoys talking to him over the phone. And I'm sure it's because she feels she's not worthy of meeting this guy. And she's out of balance. That's what the card I said. She's out of balance, disharmony, committing too many things, a need to prioritize and a time to slow down. So I don't know what she's into that she's juggling. It could be the way she's thinking about her body. Believe me, I know how that is. I can't even look. I can look in a mirror and not see the real person, the real way I look. So I know exactly what Lynn is talking about. Because as a child, I was always a very chubby child. And then when I did lose weight, I still see that chubby child. believe me, I've lost, 100 pounds or whatever. Not 100, but anyway, I know that feeling. And she might never see herself the way she wants to. So I just basically try not to, look in mirrors. But I used to, when you go by a store and you look at yourself in the store glass to make sure you look all right. Well, when we look at ourselves, we don't see a skinny person. We see a very fat person. And it does make you feel unworthy, but it took me a lot of times to go to, I got into help groups. And I think
she's not that overweight. I'd say maybe 10, 12 pounds. It's not a whole lot.
Too.
She actually, yeah.
No, I know that when you're 10, 12 pounds overweight, you feel like you're 50 pounds overweight if you have, problems with seeing yourself.
Absolutely.
But I'm with Lynn. I don't think she wants to meet this guy yet. And I don't know if it's about her body or not, but she's enjoying the talking to him back and forth or texting.
But I think he's going to lose patience, so.
Yeah, he's going to lose patience and probably go. But just so you know, she's not really that into him, is what I'm trying to say. Yeah, but
no, but you don't know that until you actually meet. I mean, they haven't. Anyway, that's fine. Let's see what happens. Thank you so much, both, for your input. I appreciate it. Take
I just want to add
you.
One. Miranda, are you still with us?
Yes.
I just wanted to add one thing. I pulled a card from the deck I work with, and I pulled the Wheel of Fortune reversed, which you can look that up. Just type it in, Wheel of Fortune Tarot reversed. It's not an auspicious card for this particular relationship. But help her to work on herself first, because if she can grow and get out of strength. Because
Thank
I was just
so
remembering... Oprah would talk about the 10 pounds in your head. Like you may have 10 pounds on your body. There's another 10 in your head. So.
Definitely.
But you know what? Okay. Love is so strong. Keep loving her. Keep holding space for her.
Definitely.
Yeah.
She'll
blossom.
Much.
You're so welcome,
Thank
Miranda. Thank you for calling.
Take care.
You too,
hon.
Moving on.
Quite a few callers just popped up. Yeah.
What's
Hi.
That? Hi, 267, you're on the air. Could we take your name, please?
Sure, it's Blair.
Hiya, Blair.
Hey.
Welcome. Yeah, I think, hey. Have we had you with us before?
Yeah. The last couple of weeks in a row, I've been going through a big transformation.
Cool, well, I'm glad you called in. How can we help you today?
Yeah. I just wanted to hear some encouraging words. Like I said, I've been going through this transformation and getting closer to spirit, which I've already been pretty close.
It's
and
the
movie. I'm trusting.
It's the house.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And only is spirit having me trust them to open the doors for me for the new place. But I've also been having to just really walk my path and, in a way, sort of speak up and shut down the landlord with their bullying and their this and that. So I kind of have a double, I look at it as like a game challenge. Like I'm in this countless, this game, I'm playing this game, and it's like you have to do this, and you also have these people, you know, trying to distract you from what you're doing. So, I mean, I think I'm doing a good job. I'm much better than I was last week, which was much better than the week before, but I still, again, it's just new. It's new. It's a little bit uncomfortable, and so I just wanted to hear just some nice words from humans. I mean, I talk to my guys nonstop. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's do you work with a pendulum ever, Blair?
I do. Yeah.
Mhm. Feels like a good tool for you. I just pulled a card. I don't know why I don't often use the deck, but I'm really giving it a workout today. So the nine of cups comes in reversed for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to look it up because I'm not haven't quite met inner happiness, materialism, dissatisfaction, and indulgence is what that brings in for you. Even when it appears that you have everything you ever dreamed of, it can feel like something is missing deep down. And it's pursuing material gain at the expense of your spiritual growth. This is something you can look up and just read all about it. I'm reading this off a site called Biddy Tarot. I like her work, but there's tons and tons of places you can look. So it asks you to reconsider what you're wishing for and align it with your highest good. So you may have lost touch with what's important to you instead of favoring your ego and chasing what will impress others. Realign with, you know, your actual highest good, journey, you know, the journey of the highest vibration for you. It's okay. They're not giving you heck or anything, but it is, feeling like what I'm getting is that feeling of, I don't know if you've ever played a video game and like 3 hours goes by and you're like, oh, cause I avoid them for that reason. Like they can just suck time, and it almost feels like coming it's about the game almost, as you put it, you know. So don't miss the forest for the trees is how they're putting it. Keep looking for that dream dwelling of yours, even if you're, I don't know if you're renting or buying, but keep looking. Don't give up that search, because it feels like your life force is getting a little bit pulled. It's not reinforced, it's not feeding itself, it's not regenerating, that's the word I'm looking for. It's you're getting pulled to the side with this sort of game they're playing, and you were mentioning they're kind of abusive a little bit, and kind of energy is very corrosive, right? So
yeah.
I just be really careful about that. Because you're, as you stand just as a single entity, you're very, very bright. You're very, very powerful. And it's almost like these things kind of leak. They're like leaks to your energy. So just be careful what you're focusing on, because your great powers of manifestation should be shining like a light on your search for that place that's going to make you happy. And I really feel it's out there. I really do. I get such a strong surge of like, it's there, just like, ask your guides to put you on the right path, because it's out there, and don't give up that. Tony, what's coming in for you, love?
That's crazy, because I got Nine of Swords, which is almost, it's the right side up, not upside down.
Right.
And Blair is also talking about light, brightness and light. So it's saying that if you imagining the worst instead of activating the best, flip your perspective and send all that bad nurture it. Loving thoughts in your situation to overcome any disturbing thoughts. And this could be the outside people that are abusing you too, you know. Look mm-hmm. to the light in your situation and notice that even the tiniest window of brightness can keep fear at bay. Use your light to expose the illusions and allow worries to dissipate and soften as your bad dreams are eliminated for what they really are. And they're just illusions. That's what they are.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I
mean, what you guys were saying as far as I know that that has been distracting me and like leaking my energy. What happened, and I've been trying, again, like it's something on the newer side of like to stop getting distracted by them. And I wrote an email the other day saying, hey, you guys gave me to May 1st, because then they were saying, well, we need you out by the 15th. And I was like, no, I'm not going back and forth with you a million times about this. Right. They're like, we've rescheduled the contractor to come on like whatever, right after the 15th. And I was like, no, we're not going through this again. I asked for the 1st. And I'm not going around in circles with you anymore. It's been tons of drama. And it was just basically like putting it all down. And then I was like, also, you've been projecting on me like crazy. I don't appreciate it. You act like I'm doing something to harm you, and I'm not. And like, this is a lesson for you to be looking at your stuff if you want to. Otherwise, you can keep complaining that you're a victim here. It was in so many words. I kind of said the thing and I just let it go. And it was like, okay, now just you have to like, if an email comes in from them, don't even open it. And that's it, because you have to focus on your house, and that energy has to totally be there. You know, the fear sucks me back in of like, what are they going to do or whatever. So I'll have those bursts of like anxiety or fear or paranoia that comes up. And then I have to just sit there with my body and breathe it through like the whole experience of like, and pray about it hardcore to ask spirit for a healing, to release this old trauma that keeps being triggered. So I have to just keep refocusing, and I'm really at this point now that I, you know, it always comes back to the whole thing of like people who have this darkness, at the end of the day, dark is seeking light, and also they're weak. Like the darkness tries to control and have the fear and power over you, and like that's not what this is about. And spirit keeps telling me, just stand in the truth. You know how you were talking about illusions, like just stand in the truth, like this is the truth of it. Like you are walking with God, and like they're supposedly religious, they're Jehovah's Witnesses, so you know that's I've had to read up a lot about that. We'll put it religion in quotes, because a lot of people say it's like a cult, but like, so the thing is like, I've just had to keep refocusing myself, and it honestly, it has been a little bit hard, and it's already the 10th, so you know, it's constantly the feeling of like the clock ticking, and then I'll go in there, and what'd you say?
You're okay, because put that behind you about the clock ticking, because I agree with Lynn, that house is out there. Like I see it coming for you too. And I pulled a card about you finding a place, And it's nothing but great. It says new beginnings, potential adventures, enthusiasm, awaken the innocence, optimism, all the things that you always stand for are right there around the corner,
mm-hmm.
right there.
And I see it. So, I agree. Like, I can see the house. I see it. I feel it. I see myself with a cat and a dog. Like, I see myself in the yard. And I will go through the experience of, like, you know what, I've been through something similar to this before. Don't deal with dark energy that could get kind of ugly, and, like, just get out of there and go find an apartment or a townhouse and just move, you know, learn. But then spirit keeps saying, like, no, that's not what you want. And I don't like being around, I like having my own house. I don't like having other energies around me, other people, other noise, the EMS I'm very sensitive to. I don't want to be around any of that stuff. And I keep, so they keep saying, like, just keep walking this path. And it really is full. It has to be full faith and trust that Spirit's going to open it. I ask Spirit to help me every single day with this. And they're like, we know, we know. And that's what you're talking about. Like, focus on the spiritual growth, not the material thing of, like, where I need my house. Like, focus on how you're becoming more powerful. That should be the focus and the celebration. But, like, that's where that growth or that challenge for me is, like, well, you have this, quote, urgent thing that you need a house. And then also just the last thing, I'll just say, like, in the back of my mind, I have pop up that, like, I'm being wrong for, like, what I'm doing because I'm delaying the renovation, even though I know, and I've even said to them, this is God. Like, you're mad at God. You're not mad at me. Like, God is the one who's in control here. I don't want to be here anymore. I'm not doing this in spite of you. Like, that's what's so ridiculous, but I still have this thing, you know, it's a childhood wound that, like, you're being selfish or you're being wrong.
Right.
By, like, you're holding up their renovation.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to that? Yeah. What would, like, I mean, I know I have answered it myself, but it doesn't stick.
Do you have a lot of, do you have a lot of stones and pendulums and stuff like that around? Do you collect those?
I have crystals, but they're all in boxes. Like, all my special tools, everything's in boxes.
Yeah.
Sitting in front of me in the living room.
Well, I think you need to dig. What I'm seeing is I think you need to dig those crystals out and make a nice little circle, because that is not, because they're making it very plain and clear to you that you're not welcome there and that is not your space. They want you out. So that's why I think you're confused, because you don't have a space right now. So if you could make it feel a little more like your space by just grabbing out your little tools, and make a circle and stand in the middle of it maybe every day before you go out, I think that might help, because I think you feel like you're in a limbo somewhere. You're not connecting to a space.
It's definitely a weird experience. And, like, at night, like, I definitely work on, like, spreading out my energy, and then I put up an energetic fence and, like, signs that say keep out, no trespassing. Like, I do all this energetic thing to keep them away.
Yeah. I think you need more than that. Because you're going to have a clear head in order to go out and get the new place. But you've got, like, 3 weeks you can do it, but you have to clear your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And get into that space of finding your home. You know what I mean? It's not there. You're too worried about them. And they can't do anything to you. They can't harm you. But I know it's an old childhood thing that comes up, and that's hard to block. So maybe if you got some of your trusty tools out just in that box in the living room, it might help you to clear your head and clear that space.
Why are you saying that they can't harm me? I mean, I kind of go through this a lot, and I've cleared a lot of the fear around it, but it's still, why are you saying that? I mean, if they were, well, so yeah, I'm just only open like that. Why are you saying that they can't harm me?
Because they can't
me?
Keep, I mean, you out of the house. They, even, I mean, renters have rights. And they can't just put your, they And they know that. That's why they keep sending you emails. I mean, I'm not a lawyer, and I don't know a lot about rental rights, but I know for a fact that you have rights, and maybe you might want to Google what they are. But they cannot just come in and say, oh, we changed our mind, or they can't send you threatening emails that we want you out by the 15th instead of the 1st. There is a certain amount of days that they actually have to, because they agreed to rent to you. There's actually a certain, you have more protection than they do. You have to look it up. They can't just tell you.
I did originally was going through this with them several weeks ago, I did look that up. I guess I think that they're new landlords, and like the
they
whole
are.
Fact that they showed up at the door banging, like that really shook me to the core. So I was like, I don't know. They kind of at times feel like wild cards to me. So I mean, they don't know what.
They don't know how the rental thing works. I think you're right. I think they're new rentals. I think it belongs to the son. He just went away for a while and then, or decided he wanted to renovate it, but make some money before. So they got you in there for a couple of months and now they want you out because he keeps telling the mom or whatever, I need to get in there. I need to get in there. And that's not how it works. You rented that place. You have a life. You have to find a place that you can stay, and you don't want to go into an interim place, which is understandable. I mean, you want to find a forever. You're tired of moving. You know, you want to find a place that pleases you. It's your money, and you're going to be spending it. And you just need to, you know, maybe look up the wording to email them back if they keep threatening you, or, you know, get somebody that can.
What do you think about the guilt story of, like, they wanted to renovate this house before the son's wedding. So, like, it's this whole, like, I've heard about this story for months. Like, that was, like,
yeah.
The beautiful part of this whole buildup was, like, we originally got along really well, this whole family and me. So,
right.
Like, how do I not feel the guilt anymore that I'm doing wrong by them, because he's probably not going to be able to renovate this house, or it'll just have to be done in a month or something.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. That's not your problem. That's not your fault. They're the ones that he's the one who came up with the idea that he wanted to make a couple of extra bucks while the house was sitting there before they decided to get married. Now the marriage is coming up. I'm sure his wife is freaking out. You know, there's all different components there that actually have nothing to do with you, but they're laying all of that on you.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You need, I see a circle of rocks around you, like crystals or rocks, and you're in the middle. You need to protect yourself because they're just laying their things on you. And you're so spiritual. You're like us, you know, you are an empath. They're draining you. They're taking and giving you all their, excuse my language, shit, and putting it on top of you. You got to get rid of that, Blair. It's got to go before you can move. Before you can get out of there, and you don't have much time, so you have to think about yourself. Put them aside, let them go, throw the emails in the trash. Don't look at the emails. Just clear your head and look, because your place is out there calling you, and you're gonna miss it if you don't get rid of their stuff. You know, you're gonna miss the opportunity. Yeah. They're just playing a mind game because there's nobody. It's the blame game. Oh, let's just blame Blair. We don't have to blame ourselves.
Yep.
Yeah, that was the last email that I sent to them, which I was glad that I spoke up. I stood up for myself because usually I just let it ride for so long.
Yeah.
But I do feel like, hey, you know what? Time's coming up. I need to focus on myself. Like, so you don't think that there's anything that it's like. I'm not being nice for not moving to just an apartment or something that I don't want because they have to get in here.
Absolutely.
That doesn't affect you at all.
No. No.
Yeah, you have a good attitude.
Nothing's going to happen to you. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I think you are being overly generous. The people should love to have you rent for them. Look how nice you are. You're taking all of their nervousness and all their mistakes. And you're taking them on you. Let them go. Purge them. It's just they need to blame somebody. It's going to be you. They thought because you're so nice and you're an empath and a light worker, they were like, well, we can get this girl and we're going to kick her out. But you're not. You're smarter than that because we all know how smart you are. And we also know how much good energy you have, and you're very spiritual. So you just need to stand in the middle of those rocks, picture yourself in the middle of your crystals, and get them out of there. Push them far away.
Okay, I'll do that again.
But you don't really need to do it two or three times because you're like us. You need to, yeah, you might need to do it more than once.
I do it a lot, but I'll unpack my crystals.
Okay.
And I'll do that. I appreciate that because,
bad. It's bad. And did you hear about the bowl with the sugar? I think you need to do that too.
I did hear about that. I put their names in the freezer yesterday.
That's fine, putting them in the freezer, but put them in a plastic bowl with sugar and then put their names in the freezer and they're going to go away. You try that.
Oh, I never heard of that. Okay. I don't even know if the freezer thing works, but I heard it a while ago and I was like, fine, I'll do anything. I mean, I see to this house like crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Try the sugar because you kill them with kindness. You know, try killing them with sugar, killing them with kindness.
All right. Thank you. I like the tough attitude. I need that. I need that on my side.
Thank you.
Actually, Blair, you know, you don't have to toughen up. You just have to decide that you're not going to allow their energy to infiltrate your energy. Because it's, it's like getting goobers on you. You don't want that.
Right.
Yeah, I intellectually understand it. It's something that I have done my whole life. I'm in my 40s now. I've done this my whole life. It's a terrible pattern. I wanted to release it forever, and now Spirit's saying, here, you get to release it. And I'm like, I don't know how.
Right.
Well, that's okay. We're all like that. The lesson is repeated until it's learned. I have found that out.
Yeah.
Tony's found that out. And we're all just humans having this physical experience. And it's like, wow, you know, it's quite the ride. But you've got it going on, Blair. Just remember what you focus on expands for you. So you choose what to, I wouldn't focus on those guys. They're like, they're learning through suffering. So there you go.
Yeah. Honestly.
I mean, I will let them go, and then it creeps up that it's like, well, I better check the email to make sure I'm not in trouble. Like, that's the little kid, or at least I know what's coming for me. That's what it is. It's like,
Just go about your new business and don't worry about what's coming for you because you're going to be out in time and everything's going to work out. Just let them go. Let them go.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
Thank
you. You've got the power. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, I've got the power.
You do.
Awesome.
Okay, Blair. Well, let us know how it goes. You know where to find us if you want to connect with us on Facebook. We're there. I think there's always someone that remembers to check the page. So, that's really good.
I just want to come to you guys with good news, and that's it. I just am, excited for just to say, hey, you guys, got the new house. I cleared it out. I learned the lesson. I was able to block out their energy and the end. You know, I just really want to report that. So,
we want you to. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I appreciate any prayers you want to send my way or strength or what.
Absolutely. We'll do that.
Thank you.
You've got it going on. Okay, hon.
Thank
you. All right.
All right.
Bye-bye. Oh, I'm sorry. I did it again. But here we go. Oh, 614, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, my name is Filson.
Oh, hi, Filson. Oh, yeah. We've got a little audio thing going on. Can you just say something and see if we're picking it up?
I just took it off the speaker. Is that better?
Good, okay. good. That's much clearer. Thank you. So how can we help you, Filson?
I just wanted to see what you guys have. I'm currently in a relationship. Do you see it progressing positively?
Is this a new one, a new relationship?
Yeah.
Wow. The image I'm getting is of a moon and stars, and it's a new moon, like that little sort of slipper, little silver slipper of a moon, as they say. It's just a new moon. So it feels like you guys are pure potential right now. And the phrase free will comes in to remind you that you guys are actually in the driver's seat. And this is a good time to really pay attention to your intuition. Because at the beginning of any relationship, it's, you know, there's that sort of getting to know you time, and nobody's really telling the truth about their stuff, you know, their weird stuff. Like, it's all the good news about, you know, we want the other person to see us in our best light. However, this is where your intuition wants to be very highly calibrated. That's the word I'm looking for. Make sure that you're paying attention to any red flags that show up. I'm getting the feeling that you missed red flags in the past and got into sticky situations that were hard to get out of. Is that correct?
Yeah.
It's okay. We've all done that. Don't worry if you're not weird or alone or anything. We've all done it. But the thing is, this is where you have a chance to observe and pick and get your radar, you know, tuned, and you can pick up those red flags beforehand. It doesn't mean you have to, like, it's not like a deal breaker necessarily, but there are things you maybe want to talk about before you get too close. So, you know, a little caution on your own behalf, because I just feel like any relationship embarked upon with a human being is going to have some bumps, because we're human. And nobody's perfect. They might be perfect for you, but it's very important to have your heart wide open, but also your brain paying attention, and use that intuition. That's that sense that we're all born with, that we often brush off as like, oh, you know, that's like. But if something's, if an alarm is going off, pay attention to it. And maybe talk about it, address it. I'm not feeling like it's going to be a failure. I don't feel this is like the grand romance of your life somehow. But it might be a fun sort of transition time. I do feel there is someone who is like a really good balanced match for you out there. I don't feel it may be this person, but it doesn't mean, I mean, I've been wrong. And I could be wrong. This is just what's coming in. Tony, what are you picking up?
Yeah. So did you, I got the death rebirth card. So I'm wondering, did you just end, were you on a couple of weeks ago and you were talking about ending a relationship? Was that you, Jocelyn?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So did you end that relationship?
Yes.
You did. So this is somebody new that's a friend. Since that relationship, correct? Yeah. So, and I think you guys were friends maybe possibly before, or you knew of them or them. So it's saying that in order for you to move forward with this one, you need to crush everything that happened in the last one, meaning that you're still not, you're still, your energy is not, you know, exactly in the right place because of some things that might have happened, like Lynn was saying, in your past or your past relationship. So it says, allow myself to let go of the past in order to add energy to the new beginning. So that makes sense of the death rebirth card. And, you know, this might be just somebody to hold their hand until you get to that point, because you are friends and you were friends before, but I don't know how long romantically you're going to last here, but this is a good relationship, you know, to be in at this point. But you have a lot of work, and that's why it's okay, because the person knows you. You have a lot that you have to squash before, you know, the newer, like Lynn was talking about, and, you know, the love of your life might come to fruition. Or
yeah,
it says that this card urges you to release any energy that you've lost and to focus on things that are already gaining momentum. So you're doing some good things and you need to concentrate on those in order to get the rest. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it says look towards the magic of this newfound horizon. So you're getting everything that's going to happen to you, I think in the near future is going to be really good. You just have to work on whatever it was in the past that hurt you. I don't know if that makes sense in any way. Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, good. Yep.
I think we all have to kind of, that's why, you know, it's never a failure. It's always a learning experience, you know, that,
right.
You know, but yeah, you're smarter. You're stronger and smarter now. And that's kind of a cool thing because you're a little bit less likely to be snookered by something. But you know, it feels like the term free will coming in says it's pretty much what you want to make of it, and it's your decision. It's like you're kind of in the driver's seat this time, which is a much better advantage for you now. You didn't have that advantage last time. You was trying to make somebody do stuff when you can't make people do stuff. You can only, you know, so handle your own energy. So you've got a lot more strength this time, Filson. I would really believe in yourself, like get a lot of self-confidence going because, you know, you're worth it. You're worth a little bit of, you know, thinking about, do I really want to connect with this person that personally? Anyway, it's all in your, it's all pure potential right now, and it's all in your a court. The ball's in your court, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're so
welcome.
Filson. Thanks for calling. And keep us informed how it's going. And we do send you a lot of love and light.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. I want to try and get to the... We've still got some callers. So 310, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, thank you. My name is Mindy.
Mindy, hi, welcome. How can we help you?
Thank you. It's lovely to be here with you. Thank you for taking my call.
Happy to have you on. Love it when people call in.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I don't know how to ask anything. I'm very happy to hear what I need to hear. I respect the process so much. So I don't know. I don't know how to ask.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay, I'll tell you what's coming in already for you, Mindy, here.
Mm-hmm.
They want to talk about your psychic abilities. I'm getting, I'm feeling a very strong lifelong interest in the metaphysical. Ever since you were a little kid, and something's holding you back from developing your own abilities. It feels like a lack of confidence that, you know, it's this, what Tony and I do is nothing that you couldn't do or anybody, it's, we all have the potential to develop those abilities. I went purely for a lot of years. I went purely on like the messages that were coming in, and I knew when I paid attention to that inner voice, things didn't turn out in a disaster. It's when my ego took the, you know, the driver's seat, and I got myself into all kinds of trouble. And when I let that, you know, our sacred voice, the sacred self speak, that's when I was on the right path. And I feel like you're holding yourself back from like developing your abilities to a very high level. You do understand you have the ability to be a medium. You know that?
Yes, I am already. I've been a medium for the past 20 years.
Okay.
So you're spot on, but I think what the vibe that you're receiving is because I'm a businesswoman, and so I put a stop to being of service, and the way that I do it is only on the weekends. But
okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think there's that's a vibe that you're getting there.
Yeah, it's a strong sense of, like, don't hold back. Keep developing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the student that never stops learning. You are both teacher and student. But the thing is, you're on the right path working with your abilities. Like, you really are. That's like you're born to do this work. Have you read the work of Ruth Montgomery ever?
No.
Okay. I want to suggest this author to you and also to... Yeah, and the other one I want to suggest is Raymond Moody, Dr. Raymond Moody. I don't know why, but yeah, those two books are coming in. Ruth Montgomery is, she's Born to Heal is one of her books, Threshold to Tomorrow.
Okay.
They're a little bit dated, but the thing is, I think this is a new level for you to move into. She talks a great deal about the healing work and also reincarnation, which I think past lives is something that you are probably going to be good at. So you're already there. So you're like a grad student and you want to keep taking those postgraduate courses, but don't, you're on the right track.
That's
what you're doing is what you should be doing. So yeah, thumbs up, right? And keep learning, keep growing, keep developing your abilities. And you're also welcome to come on as a guest anytime on the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for that beautiful message.
Okay,
but
just connect through
Facebook.
The
business side of me. Okay.
The business side of you
is actually
a blessing. Okay. One of the worst things for people that do the metaphysical work, so many of them they can't charge what they're worth, or they're afraid of charging, or they have... People have said, you know, you can't charge for this work. Of course you can.
Sure.
Ryan used to explain it as a fair energy exchange or fee. And there's nothing wrong. It's about how to balance it. So, Tony, I want you to chime in here because, you know, this is something you do too.
Well, I got the same exact thing that you got, but I got it in my card. And it just says massive clarity. Maybe it says a new door is opening for you. So maybe that is trying to get what you're worth from it. Yeah. And unveil
a
life-changing idea. Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm so sorry. I had to reorganize my company. I had to reorganize my company and moving towards opening the new opportunities and door to walk through.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, it's open and ready. It says you're ready.
That's great.
New ideas, clarity, the aha moment is here, truth revealed, awareness, heightened states of consciousness, memory or thought communication, victory, success, and triumph. This is a good card.
Yay.
You're ready. You are ready.
Thank you.
It's the ground running.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I'll keep at it, and I always ask, show me the way to be of service.
Yeah.
Show me the way to be of service. So
that's fabulous.
Thank you so very much, and thank you for your service today. I very much appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
And just contact us if you want to go on as a guest and do some mini readings.
Okay.
It's a great way to sort of, it's like doing exercises on your psychic abilities.
For sure.
So, we're on Facebook. You can find us, Enter the Light page. So. Okay, well, Mindy, keep on
thank
rocking.
You.
You're just fabulous. Okay, love and light to you.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, welcome. Well, I keep cutting people off. It's not personal, people. I'm just a very bad operator. Alrighty. So, here we go. 386, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hello.
Hi, 386. Cindy, hi. Welcome. How can we help you?
Hi, thank you very much. Could you give me some insight on in the last month and a half, when it was still cold, actually, even before it, went out one day and there was a large yellow. All the grass around my well was yellow. and it's still yellow, and we've gotten tons of torrential rains come through every week and storms. It's still yellow. So what I'm wondering is if someone has sprayed something around my well in my backyard and poisoned my water, my well water, or intended to.
Phew. Cindy, do you have reason to think somebody would do that to you? Have you got somebody that is, you know, doing a psychic attack or anything like that?
Well, there is a suspect. I have a very vindictive ex-boyfriend because I left him about 5 months ago, and he pulled a bunch of different stunts. But this just showed up, and I've been here almost 5 years, and it's never happened before. Coming back, so I'm just wondering if someone sprayed or poured something around the perimeter of my well.
I'm not picking anything up. Tony, is anything, do you get a feeling that is what's happened?
No, not from a boyfriend or anything like that. What I got, the card that I have is saying that a need to see the value you bring to a relationship, dispute or miscommunication, feeling left out, sometimes a love triangle. So maybe it is a boyfriend. Sometimes a love triangle that you just need to make amends with somebody. That might have, maybe they did it. I don't know. That's what I got. You run with, and the kindred connections you forge are not always defined by blood, yet they are your living and breathing support system. Deep friendships are the family we choose. So have you made a friend mad, or are you having a disagreement with somebody?
I have no disagreements with anybody. I left a guy that was being a narcissistic
good for
jackass,
you.
For lack of a better word, and
yeah.
was trying to make me jealous, playing around with the third party, thinking he was going to make me jealous and chase him because he's got such an ego, and I just walked away. And I have, but he's pulled a bunch of different stunts, so that was the first of November.
Yeah.
Do you have friends connected with him? Do you have friends connected with him that is still your friend?
No.
Okay.
I have blocked him on social media. Everybody I know that he knows, his whole family. I've had all kinds of restricted calls, blocked calls coming in, which I don't answer. I've had all kinds of Facebook accounts, friend messaging me that I block and delete. And,
It sounds like another case where he's putting the sugar in the freezer with this dude.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of those today. But it's saying that you need to reach out and make some friends. It says you need some support. It's call in your besties and enjoy the warm laughter that comes from a powerful soul group, maybe joining a group or something. Your mutually loving and beneficial bond carries vibrational attraction that are often ancient, and any setbacks arising from miscommunication or disharmony with others may be old wounds or patterns. So, I mean, it could have happened. You said that would have happened, what, 3 months ago?
No. The grass
3 weeks
was
ago?
Turned about a month and a half ago.
Yeah. So
Can I just chime in, though? You know what? I'm going to give you some just non-psychic advice here, and try putting Epsom salts on your patch of grass.
Yeah.
I kid you not. Look up Epsom salt for lawns, for yellow lawns. I'm feeling, sorry, this is Lynn again. I was just thinking, I don't feel that anyone's done anything to the grass.
No, me neither.
But try bringing it back with some Epsom salt as a fertilizer. You can get the proportions by just going online and typing that in. But I do think that if you can get rid of some of this backed up energy that this guy's left, you know, a mess, basically. And if you picture your sacred space and create that. And it is, yes, it's in the mind, but it's also a very real place that you can go, you know, and barricade yourself from the toxic energy from the around. You know, the world can be a very bangy place, yep, and a rattly place, and it can mess you right up. So clean the garbage that he's left in your sacred space. And you can actually visualize this if you're a visual person, but find ways to clear his energy, because it feels like it's stuck. It feels like you need an emotional Swiffer to get in the corners and get all his rotten energy out. But I don't think he did anything. I think the grass just needs to be fed. I think it's magnesium that you get from the Epsom salts, and magnesium is a traditionally yellowing, when it's lacking, it yellows the leaves. So give that a go.
But that doesn't make any sense, because the whole rest of the yard around it is green and very lush. And I've been here. It's never done that before. It's just the location. If it were spotty in different patches around the yard or something, or...
Well, if your intuition is telling you something different, then I would have the soil tested in a very physical way. Have the soil tested and see if there's been something put in. But I just don't feel, I just feel like this is a natural thing. You know, the earth goes through different cycles, and maybe something leaching out of the foundation if it's around your house. You know, but have the soil tested, see what they, you know, what they say, what comes up. And, you know, if I'm wrong, please call me back, let me know. But it doesn't feel like something anyone's done. It feels like just a basically a gardening thing that can be fixed pretty easily. If they have put something in, you can always replace your sod, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it wasn't the sod that I'm concerned about. It was my water, my drinking water.
Yeah. Well, again, you know. Yeah, your local health unit can take a sample and see what's put in. You know, better. I'd rather, you know, for anyone, you know, go do a little bit of excess caring. And, you know, if you're wrong, that's great. But if there is something, and something's obviously telling you, like your intuition is speaking to you. So, you know, get the physical testing done, see what happens. And, you know, and if there is something done, then I think... I'm not sure, like Tony, you're a little more familiar with the law and stuff. Is that would be some kind of a misdemeanor or something, wouldn't it? It'd be like a legal thing if somebody's,
trying to do it. But I don't get the boyfriend though. Yeah, the card that I pulled was all about maybe it's time to make new friends. It's everything about new beginnings and new friends and connecting into with family members.
Yeah.
But, and I was going to say, it's funny that you said that, because I was going to say maybe to Google what would turn your lawn yellow, but I think it's something, I could be wrong too. Your intuition is probably better than mine because you live there, but I think it might be something that's just around that area that caused it. But, I mean, because it doesn't look like yellow paint, does it, to you?
No.
No, the grass is yellow.
Yeah, the grass is yellow. That's what I mean, but it doesn't look like yellow paint was poured on the grass, right?
No. It's like lack of green pigment.
A green pigment. I know.
Chemical.
Because of, you know, and I don't want to be, you know, bring out my left side or whatever, but because of global warming and things that are happening all over the U.S. and the world, and that it's coming sooner, it could be something like that, that maybe they would love to take a sample, even the health department, and look at to make sure you're not going to get sick from the water. I mean, I definitely would get it tested around it and the water.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody's put something in your water, like I think that's a felony, isn't it, if you've done something like that?
Yeah, it is a felony because it's attempted murder. I mean,
well, trying to poison somebody would be attempted murder, and trying to kill them,
Yeah.
Yeah,
me and all my livestock and all my animals, and that use the water.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely,
that's your whole place. I mean, that's
do your
horrible.
Animals? Yeah, do your animals seem to have any kind of change in their energy, Cindy?
Not yet.
Okay,
yeah.
They're always a good barometer too, to just keep an eye on their health and behavior. But, yeah, have it checked out. Have that checked out first. Put your mind to rest. And then, you know, as you can, work on getting rid of the baggage this guy has left. He did a number on you, but, you know, that's your healing now. And, you know, if you're at all concerned that he, you know, the thing is, I don't want to ever tell somebody, like, don't worry, because if you're feeling that he's capable of doing something insidious to you, then, you know, absolutely keep your radar on high alert and make sure that you do pay attention. Don't feel silly if you're wrong, because, you know, at least you paid attention, and that's way better than ignoring something that you need to.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
So
yeah.
You're doing great. And, yeah. And your animals are, as I say, they're a good reflection of your energy too. You know, it's like a symbiotic energy thing when you live with other creatures. You know, you can tell if you're being a wanker or you're doing okay, because they will respond. They're like little kids. They always tell the truth. So, but I hope this guy clears out of your energy. Yeah, get rid of him. Wash
that
man.
Oh, yeah, I left him behind a long time ago. That's what he's angry about.
Oh,
yeah,
well, that's his problem, isn't it? You know?
Yeah.
It's like Toto, you got away. You know, he's like the witch. He's like, he got away. Yeah, you got away, and that's so beautiful. And I salute you for doing that. It's a smart thing to do.
So. Oh, well, yeah, it was the right thing to do, for sure.
Yeah.
Good.
No, you've got it going on, and that's very, very cool. So congratulations for, it's a healthy, healthy way to be. You're so smart. But let us know how it goes. If anything turns up weird, share the story with us. Okay, Cindy, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Take
care.
Have
a good day. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, we got one more caller. I'm going to pull in
77.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Hello.
770, hi. Could we get your name, please?
I just dialed in. Hi, my name is Maddie, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi,
Tony, Mary, Jessica, and Lynn. That's, I'm reading, that's what it says on the page.
Tony, Tony.
Two of us.
Yeah, it's Lynn and Tony today. Jessica's doing a work with, what's the medium? Medium Marie. She's doing a little video. So we'll have her back next week, though. Well, can we help you, Maddie?
I'll just read what it says on the list here, there. But like I said, my name is Maddie, and I'm calling from Georgia, and I'm just wondering, energy are you picking up around me? I mean, what do I need to know? I'm open.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead. Do you want to go ahead, Tony? You have something coming in quick?
No, go ahead.
Oh,
no,
okay. Maddie, I'm picking up that there's somebody, I'm picking up the image of a mosquito, somebody that is kind of a source of irritation for you, that you're just being very nice about it. Tell me if I'm picking this up correctly.
You picked up that correctly, because I spoke with a friend earlier. We were talking about health and whatever. We touched base on a lot of subjects, and I said something to, I forgot what it was all about. How you forget, but and he said, "Yeah, I could believe that, because you're a little old fashioned." that kind of struck me like, "What? What are you talking about, old fashioned?" That kind of irritated me a little bit. Say anything?
Yeah, that's sort of picked up like a mosquito, an irritation of like a mosquito. Mm-hmm. I just looked up the spiritual meaning of the mosquito. It symbolizes survival, persistence, and perception. That's kind of a neat thing, because I usually think of mosquitoes as kind of irritating, but patience and determination. You have to be of the right mindset to start seeing the joy of working towards your goals. This is what the mosquito brings to us here.
Mm-hmm.
So in your life, yeah, no kidding. It's just I saw a mosquito and I thought it could be a person that was irritating you or annoying you. And also that saying that if you think something tiny can't have an effect, try being in a room with one mosquito and trying to sleep. So I think I paraphrased that a little bit, but I think it's symbolizing too that even something tiny can have an effect. And it feels like there's something and I think it might be for this friend. You may need to speak your mind. You might just need to speak your mind, speak your truth quietly and clearly, but speak it. Because that stuff backs up on you if you don't kind of put it out there. And if a friend's worth it, then, you know, being honest is probably going to be a little painful and a little itchy, but it'll be better in the long run to, like, let this person know. But I do pick up about you, Maddie, that you are like a sweetheart. An absolute word that comes in. You're a sweetheart. So don't ever let that be to your detriment. Like that, you know, you're human, you've got your limits to what you're going to tolerate, and you'll feel it. It's going to be like an itchy feeling in your soul, like it's, I don't like this, and act on that, because you know you put up with a lot. You're very sweet and lovely, but you don't have to carry everybody else's energy. You carry your own. And I also get that you have a warrior spirit, so I feel like you've come through a lot, that you've survived a lot, and you've been challenged a lot. But they also remind you, so far you've got 100% survival rate, and so just keep kicking life's butt. I think you're going to be just a little bit on the communication. Let people know if they're pushing a little too far. You'll be okay. You are already okay. Tony, what's coming in for you, hon?
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Hi, Maddie. It's Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Hi. So I got kind of the same thing that Ling got. It's funny that she said the mosquito and patience, because I also got a King of Pentacles, which it says overflowing materials, abundance, patience, and determination, a confidence, and you're a confident and warm leader. You provide for others, you comfort, and you give security. You have a personal growth. All your goals are almost reached, and you have success. Is any of that true? Yeah, amazing.
Oh, wow. You know, I don't know if all my goals have been reached, but I am a warm, I carry light, I give light a lot. It's like a friend said to me the other day, she said, that's why I like you, you're always positive. Others be telling me all of that other stuff, and you come out with something positive. And I just who I am. All my goals are reached? No, not yet. Not yet, but what I really want to do, would love to do, is upgrade my... I would love to move and upgrade. And my question is, a friend is I've known for a while. He sent me a picture of a three-tier townhouse that he's thinking about purchasing. And I like the location. He sent it to me and asked me, what did I think of it? And I said, I love it. It's spacious, da-da-da. And my question, I don't know why I thought of this. I say, well, why would he send it to me and ask me what did I think of it? And my question is does he have an ulterior motive? Like maybe he's going to want me to live in it with him?
Are you you romantically involved with him then?
No.
You're just friends.
Well, he offered me romance, but I told him that I just want to be friends.
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel like he's acting a way like he's waiting for me to maybe change my mind. In fact, one of the conversations we had here recently, he said, we were laughing and talking, he said, yeah, I'm going to get you yet. In other words, he's still going to get me. And so I laugh and I say, what are you going to do with when you get me? He said, now you're asking too much questions. Now you're asking too many questions. Like, he didn't want to share that part. But he have told me if I take care of him, he would take care of me. He have said those little things. Say little things like what we were going to do. And I don't know if those hints he's throwing me, we are going to do this and we. And those are hints that he's throwing me. I'm a little slow.
Yeah, no, you're not slow.
Well, I guess I play dumb.
Yeah. You know, it's... I think you should stay where you are. And that's just my own opinion. But I did pull another card, and it's saying... you might not want to hear this, but it says heartbreak. I pulled it when you started talking about him. So although your heart always remains tender and open, I feel that there's probably, like you think there's some underlying reasons, especially with the key, you know, you take care of me, I take care of you, kind of thing. But I think, aren't you happy where you are, being alone, you know, by yourself or in your own place that you live now?
I am happy where I am, but I would just love, I've been here for so long, and I just thought I would just love to upgrade.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, if you think that one of your last goals is to upgrade, you know, and like Lynn always says, our intuition is always, you know, serves us the best.
Right.
If you were to upgrade, you might just want to upgrade by yourself, you know, to make sure
thank you, because I do know, you know, I do know that he is a little, he likes things to be his way. He's a little, he's selfish.
Yeah.
He likes
to
be in control. He loves to be in control. Yes.
I just you know, all the cards are saying here that you've built such a nice life for yourself, and you're really, like you said, you're always positive, and I just don't want to see anything happen to you to break your spirit, you know, and I would think moving in with somebody might do that, you know, at this point, or that person, not anybody, but
guy.
I think you already see the selfishness. You already saw it, so.
I've known him long enough to see it, that it's a lot of selfishness going on.
Yeah.
He's also a nurturer. He's a chiropractor. He's a nurturer too, but I also see that selfishness.
Yeah.
So
it can be smothering, that kind of nurturing sometimes.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, there's got to be a reason why he's living by himself. You know.
I often thought of that. You know, I often thought of that. Wow. You don't have no significant other in your life? Well, I'm just concentrating on my business. He runs a successful business. And I was like, wow. And I thought, is he? Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
He's
used
to buying what he wants,
stuff.
Right?
I think he moves around by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He moves around
no,
by
I
himself.
Think he's I think he's someone good to have as a friend, because I think it's fun to banter back and forth, but I wouldn't do any, you know, I think you already know not to do anything more.
Yeah, that's why my spirit will let me, when he offered me romance, my spirit like, no, mm-mm.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure that my heart and my head was, you know, was connecting the same, thinking, you know, feeling the same. And so, no, mm-mm.
No.
Inner
no,
wisdom is good to you. Yeah, that's very, very cool, Maddie. I love your energy and your intuition and the fact that you pay attention to it. The image I got from this guy's invitation was the tide coming in, you know, and you sort of don't notice it. But before you realize, you're up to your what's it in water, and you didn't see it coming in, you know. And it feels like it would be a diminishing situation for you. Whereas you need to grow and grow and shine your light, and you've got to be free to do that. You know, you've got to be a free agent.
Yeah.
I think you're never going to get a romantic life going. I think that's there for you. But yeah. I feel like it's your choice, not his choice. It's your choice.
Oh, yeah. he's my choice.
No.
When you say he is my choice,
No, when romance reaches you, comes to you on your journey, it will be something you choose, not somebody else choosing it for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when that happens, this is why it feels like it's a bit of a trap he's setting for you. And it's easier to avoid them than to get involved and have to get out again. So you're doing the right thing. You really are.
Oh, so he's got some underlying deceptive stuff going on. Mm-hmm.
It's not deceptive. I think he's trying to get you in a situation, like he's trying to lure you in with this townhouse, but it's more for his purposes, not yours. Like, he's got his eye on you, and it's like, I will have her, but, you know, it's sort of up to you, not to him. He's probably a very nice person, but he probably has too many issues for a strong soul like yourself. So you're doing it okay. You're doing fine. Yeah. And you will find love. I just feel that very strongly for you.
Yeah, me too.
Not with him, but it will come.
Not with him.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Somebody else.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I tell you, I am ready.
You are,
yeah,
but
maybe it's one of his friends at that nice townhouse that you go visit him and you meet one of his friends that you might fall in love with.
You never know. It's so true. I was wondering, I was out the other day and I met this young man. He showed me, he was a representative. He showed me around, did a tour with me. I felt like maybe, because I just felt so comfortable with him. We had great conversation, and when I got ready to depart, he shook my hand, and he just kind of held my hand and let it go real slowly. Looked at me in my eye, and I thought, ooh, what was that? He was flirting.
Nice. There you go.
My thought was, you know how women can be. My thought was, I wonder what he called me.
That's awesome.
But it's got to be on your terms, and that's the thing. You decide who you're going to have a romance with.
I think that is why I've been, you know, I haven't been hooked up with anyone because of now. No. Because I think in all reality, the spirit showed it. Spirit shows it to me.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And it's also an energetic match too, right? The energy's got to be a harmony, you know? Soulmates, despite what the popular opinion might be, soulmates aren't easy to get along with all the time. What you want in a soulmate is somebody who challenges you to be your best self. And when you find that, you might find that you have lively debates with this person. And, you know, but if you come back to a place of peace together, then you've really got something. But I think, you know, it's more of a soulmate you're looking for than a friend with benefits, you know. That's not going to do it for Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. But that is the thing with this young man I was talking about with the townhouse. Mm-hmm. He does uplift, kind of push me to do more. He really does that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it still feels a little bit...
It's crazy.
Yeah, no, a soulmate doesn't do it. There's no strings attached with a soulmate. This feels like there's strings attached. Expectations of behavior down the road, you know, how you're going to be. Yeah.
Just
a little creepy. Expectation
from him, how I should be.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't go there. So that's good.
You're talking about the chiropractor, right? That's the one that But the guy who's the guy who showed you the townhouse, though? Was that a different townhouse that he was showing you, or what?
That was a
that?
Different guy. That was a different guy. He's the one that gave me the tour.
Yeah, he's got some good energy, that guy, for you. He might be fun.
I felt so comfortable with him. I really did.
Yeah.
Good.
That might be somebody, that might be the new person that you need to, make some friends or go out to dinner with or. Yeah, it's not the chiropractor. It's the other one. Yeah.
Yep.
The other one, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He sounds more like your type to me than the other.
Yeah, me too. I started to wrap this up, guys, but we're just about at the end of the session. So, well,
thank you, ladies.
Maddie,
I greatly appreciate your insight.
Let us know how it goes, Maddie. Yeah, you've got a lovely energy, so keep on kicking butt out there.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, boy, I'm just treat it like gold when it does happen.
Yeah, you deserve it. You deserve nothing but the best, my own. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I'm going to let you go, Maddie, but I hope you call back again and let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
I will.
All right.
Probably
okay.
Couple months. Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, and we're just going to give a message from our chat room. Eliza's Angels in the chat room just tells us to be grateful for what we have and help others that have less. And that's an absolute recipe for a good energy, improving your own day, and I think that's beautiful advice. Thank you. So if people want to contact you for a reading, Tony, how can they find you?
Yeah. You know what? I wanted to say something. Next week is Easter, so we probably won't be on, right?
Oh,
next
absolutely, because people have their thing in there. Yeah, so absolutely, we probably won't be on. But that's cool.
So,
we'll be on the next week then. And I'll
actually
I have that. Yeah, I'll change that date around then.
Okay.
So how can people find you? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, they can find me on my Facebook page. No worries. I just wanted to remind everybody and you that we probably wouldn't be here. So my Facebook page, you can either contact me through the Enter the Light Facebook page or at Tony KJ on Twitter and Instagram, and then also Tony Jorgensen, the picture of me with my grandson throwing a kiss on Facebook.
Oh, beautiful. Cooper. Yeah, and Jessica's not with us, but you can find Jessica Marie Tatro at Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven on Facebook is their group, and it's a lovely group. And I'm Lynn Bleasdale. You can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And the Sacred Embers Network can be found. Our website is at sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. And as Tony said, we've got the Enter the Light page where you can find all of us there. And also Jan Drake-Bakke is one of the admins. She doesn't do shows right now because of her health, but she'll be back on air whenever she can be. So it's kind of neat. The old group comes back.
Yeah.
Woo. Well, what a ride. That was amazing, Tony. And
it was fun.
I'm going to iron out the energy. Oh, yeah, don't forget, folks, if you can go to the Enter the Light page, Tony's link, or not Tony's, our link for the it's a fundraiser. I'm sorry. Yeah, Eddie Vedder's and Global. I'm so sorry. My brain's falling out. I forgot the proper name, but it's globalfoundation.org.
It's globalcitizensfoundation.org.
Global
and it's on there. I saw it. Yeah, I just
thank you.
So it's
wonderful.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's on there, and we're gonna try to remember to put your little sugar trick, right?
I will. I'll put that on now. As soon as we get
it's all energy, and things work. It's great. Yeah, absolutely. Well, kids, here's to staying strong and balanced, and putting out love instead of fear into the world. And put on Louis to just see us off and iron out all that energy. Thank you, Tony. Love and light to you and love and light to our beautiful callers and our beautiful chat room people. Okay.
Awesome.
Till 2 Sundays from now.
Yeah.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.